Hey guys, look who we got.
Nerd Soul.
Lay LK at one, y'all, so holding it down, bringing that street geek and nerd soul. What is up, my people, today? Oh, yeah. Coming with another one for our episode of, that's right, movie reviews. But we have a very special guest to my right. That's right, Solar Gray. And just reminding you guys, we are teaming up today with Fathom Events, and we're teaming up with Slice of Sci-Fi. That's right, check them out anytime you want to get your sci-fi on. Written word, podcast, video, they got those dope breakdowns for you. So,
So that's who paid for us to go to the movies today.
So today we are getting into the 40th anniversary.
Oh man.
Star Trek The Motion Picture.
I feel so old.
Star Trek The Last Jedi. No, huh?
Technically this was Star Trek The New Hope.
Yeah, this was the new.
It was, you know. 40th anniversary came out in 1979.
Woo!
Starring the original cast.
Yeah, everybody showed up, everybody came through, everybody came back.
Mm-hmm.
So, since it's 40th anniversary, we're just hanging out, chilling. We're going to talk about the things that stood out to us.
Yeah, now
after
we're...
So far removed. Because the last time I saw it, I was maybe in my teens.
Okay. I haven't watched it since my 20s.
Okay.
I have not watched... So, you know,
it's been a while.
Yeah. Since I could.
First thing that stood out to me was how long they spent on the fly around shot on the Enterprise.
You know, that was an interesting moment.
I was like, that's a long shot.
However.
And then I was like, even like logistically, I'm like, why did they fly this way to come back around? And like, you could have just flew. Oh.
What? Yeah, it was like, why didn't you cut over there? Now, I'm with you on that. The logistic shot. But then I had to think back.
Okay.
See, one of the things, and this is the internet's right now, so I'm going to start sounding like a crotchety old Deferus Kelly. But... who was on, his crotchety was turned up on this one.
Oh yeah,
in this one.
Bones was like.
But what I will say is, you know, this is the internet.
True.
And a lot of internet reviewers, especially the ones that I love, you know, though I would drop names and all that stuff, but we're on your channel right now.
We ain't got time.
So, no. But the thing is, we always measure stuff from decades before the internet, by internet standards.
True.
By today's special effects, by today's morality, by today's sexual politics.
Yeah.
And it's like,
you can't really do that.
No. That's,
you can't.
You know, who was a better general, Norman Schwarzkopf or Napoleon?
Yeah.
You know?
You can't really do that kind of thing.
And I bring that up because one of the first notes I made, and we're going to talk about this on Dark Side of the Room, letting you know that right now, was that long shot was really important because that was the very first time since 1965 that Paramount had really made an expensive model of the Enterprise.
So they were like, we're going to get our money out of this.
It was, where'd the money go? Money went here.
Money went right here.
And here.
She was clean, though. She was clean. Oh, she had a fresh wax.
Well, you notice that in the very opening shot with the Klingon ships.
Yeah.
And they went close. And this was,
You
know, I am old and crotchety, which means I prefer practical effects over CGI.
Okay.
Especially when it comes to hardware. When it comes to things like ships and weapons and things like that. So, looking at the model work on the Klingon ships, because, you know, they were the same. I'm not going to say what class ships they were, because y'all ain't going to get me on that this time.
Nah, we ain't doing that.
Not that I don't know, but y'all ain't going to get me on that. But it was the same class of Klingon ship that was from the original show. And in the original show, it looked cheesy. It was 1965, you know?
Yeah.
So with this one, they're like, oh, no, we're going to open up and we're going to go close.
We're going to go real
You're
going
to see all these nooks and crannies and
you're going to see the
stacks,
outline, too.
You know? You're going to see the outline, but you shouldn't be looking for the outline. You should be looking at this model. Look at this model.
Yeah.
Forget the compositing on the background. But just look at the model. Look at the look at the model. Look at the model. Pay no attention to the hand puppet back here. Look at the model. That's why that shot was there. It was like we spent $3,000 on this thing. You're gonna see every inch of it.
Yeah. You know? And this will be my last comment on the second to last comment on the effects.
Lie like a rug.
The random spacewalkers.
I'm not gonna lie. Looking at the dudes in the spaceships or in the spacesuits, I was like, really?
Is anybody gonna go and get him?
And he was always floating until the Enterprise actually took off. He landed and he was like, bye. And I'm like, what was he there for? You know what he was? He was like Flava Flav in space.
Oh yeah.
He was just a hype man. Just a hype man floating through space. Like, hey, look, we're looking at this whole thing. Yeah, boy.
Yeah, because at the space station there was a random floating guy
just screaming, "Nice!"
And it was a floating. So this mad floating guys. All right, last one, and then we're gonna talk about real stuff.
Please don't.
The electricity.
Okay.
The electricity.
Look, all right. You can laugh all you want. There was only one way to get electricity in 1979.
I know it was dope.
And that was rotoscoping, bro. Somebody sat down with a paintbrush on frame and frame. Yeah. So cut them some slack.
Yeah, they did their thing. But that's my last.
Hold up that well. It didn't hold up that well to look at.
I would ask you which movie you think holds up better, but we ain't gonna get into that. That's a fight for another day. Because you know what fight, because they were talking, I'm gonna get into the writing and the creating of it, but in the creating of it, they were talking about Star Trek came out. I mean, they were like, Star Wars came out and blah, blah, blah. We gotta make this. So when you, just effects, and I'm not talking about the special editions, just effects, which movie do you think holds up better under effects?
That's a hard one. So what I will say,
because you know where I'm going with this,
Trek,
okay,
had better establishing shots.
Okay,
Wars had better action shots.
Okay,
so that makes them even for me.
I'm shaping
on this fence, y'all.
I think Star Wars had better models, like, or at least the way they positioned their models.
I was about to say, you're dead to me.
At least the way they positioned their models didn't look as modeling, if that makes sense. But then you're also talking about the beginning of Lucasfilm and all kinds of craziness.
Yeah.
Look, we ain't gonna get there. Back to Star Trek.
Okay.
I was pleasantly surprised at the amount of different outfits they had. I was like, you know what?
Kirk was changing clothes all the time.
Kirk changed clothes more than, like, I don't know, like,
Every 3 hours.
Dude has some new gear on.
Because when Spock got there, he was wearing one thing.
Yep.
Then Spock fixed the
engine. When he arrived, he was wearing something different too.
Yeah, and then he's like, and as science officer got here. And I'm like, you changed into a white shirt? He has it totally up and running in 3 hours. I'm like,
oh, man. Like, everybody had the flyest gear. There was a football player uniform outfit of Star Trek.
Yeah.
Like a Federation football uniform, which I thought was kind of weird. But
yeah, that was like the guard. That was the Starfleet. The Latino guy. That was Perez.
And they had a little, you know, they had some diversity in the background. You know what I'm saying? Some of the
You
had Nichelle Nichols up front doing her thing. You had Chekhov in the house. You had
Deborah Sulu in the house. Leo. You know, definitely had George Takei.
Yeah. So you had those folks up in there.
Yeah.
So they did exist. They were there. And it was good to have the crew back. What do you think? Because I don't remember
been
this.
Good, because the whole first hour was crew getting the was Kirk getting the band back together.
Yo, the first hour, and I know this is a different way to shoot films now, but I feel like we could have cut about 15 minutes from that first hour.
Yeah, that's your
at least.
That is your.
That is the new.
That is all right. See,
that's kind of like the new feelings, I guess.
Sort of.
Because I always watching this like, yo, we.
It's what a lot of people call the Star Wars effect.
Oh.
Okay. Star Wars is science fantasy. Mm-hmm. So it's get in, tell your fairy tale, fight the dragon, get out.
Yeah.
Star Trek is science fiction.
Okay.
So it's longer. It's more in depth. You don't get exposition. They show everything. It's all show, no tell.
And sometimes showing everything is just, you're just going to be there.
You know, because
you're going to be there for a while.
If they had done this under the Star Wars get in, get out, let's hurry up and get to the action thing like the new Trek does, mm-hmm. how could you have explained Spock coming back halfway through the movie?
Well, no, the Spock McCoy. Part, I was fine with that. Just about 15 minutes. Just about 15 minutes of the...
Of the establishing shot of the models.
All the models. And then one part that I would have kept, though, is Kirk. I don't remember Kirk being this mean and brazen. Dude came back. I don't remember him being like this in this movie. Kirk came back like, this my ship. Get out. And like that was basically his whole attitude. His whole attitude was like, this my ship, get out.
In the original show, they found a planet full of hippies. One hippie kissed one of the girls on his crew and he punched the hippie and made him cry, man.
Yeah, but he wasn't.
Kirk
was,
has always been gangsta.
But he wasn't doing it to his own,
yeah, he was.
He kind of came through in the auspices of like, oh, I'm just chilling, psych, I'm taking your ship.
He killed a god. Because one of the women on his ship preferred Apollo to him. So he True. Killed Apollo.
True that.
I mean, yeah. Kirk has been a menace since 1965. It's just Shatner has been so cool about it.
Yeah.
We kind of go, yeah, I guess we're rooting for the villain.
Yeah, because I did not remember him being like this.
Oh.
I was like, I thought he was much nicer in this film.
He was
like,
to I've his friends.
Bones had to come through and calm him down a couple times. You know what I'm saying?
Because even whole, when, you know when what? I need
Deco
you,
was like,
I need you.
Yeah, when Old Boy was like, belay that order. Uh-huh. He was like, in my quarters now.
He's like, you were questioning my orders? Yeah, because you don't know how the new
things
work.
Yeah, because you don't know what you're doing. You're
I will say this. At the midpoint of Act 2,
right.
Where he was like, Decker, you, and Decker's like, as executive officer, my job is to present other options.
Yep.
You are absolutely right. God, I'm being a jerk. I gotta say, since I haven't watched this since my 20s, looking at it now as a grown man, with a job, with a business, I'm kind of team Decker on this.
Yeah.
Cause
I think Decker definitely was kind of minding his business, not hurting anybody, and this wrecking ball comes through and takes his stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And it's like, what?
And the wrecking ball came through, it's like, I'm gonna do this. It's like, bro.
Yeah.
I've done a whole lot of upgrades to this.
Yeah.
Okay, we don't have rotary phones here anymore.
I love how Spock came in. He was like, oh, I got this real quick.
I love how the whole ship stopped as soon as Spock came on. Because they're like, oh, it's Spock. No, you good.
Yeah, they didn't even do that. They didn't even do that to Kirk.
No, they didn't.
Like, Spock came through. Everybody was like, oh, Spock, you what up? Spock was like, I got things to do.
And like, Spock is like, can I do this? He's like, yeah.
He's like, yeah, man. You want
the job as science officer? You know, and Spock is like, and Decker was like, you ain't got to sell Spock to me. I know Spock. He cool. Like, want to be first officer? You're more qualified than everybody here.
Yeah, it's like, it's all on you. but we got to get to the root issue. You know what I'm saying? You got V'ger.
Mm-hmm.
V'ger's out there mm-hmm. causing problems. People don't know what's going on.
Mm-hmm.
And for all of the setup that we got,
mm-hmm.
V'ger was kind of dispatched pretty fast, like in the very final moments. Now, of course, I know we spent like 2 hours going to the cloud, getting inside, like from the cloud to the middle of V'ger was like 2 hours.
When
dude.
You say dispatched, like, what do you mean?
Meaning like, all right, he's not a threat no more. He's merged with Decker and his girlfriend, and they went off to Lidded Bliss.
So
or
what you're saying is, as soon as he won, he stopped screwing around. I mean, essentially, V'ger was like, give me all the money. I'm here to meet my father. Son, here's all the money. Thank you. And then he left.
Oh, right. Thank you very much.
That's what it was.
Well, all right.
Thank you.
Thank you very
much. That's all you had to say. Why couldn't you do this earlier? Because you were talking on a rotary phone.
Because it's like they got there. They were like, oh, V'ger, Voyager. Oh, it was just a satellite. It's all good. We know what's going on. Here you go. And it was just like, of all of the older treks, or at least how I remember the treks, is very anticlimactic. For me, it was.
Yeah,
at least when I was younger, I remember these being higher in stakes. And I was younger.
You're not seeing what the stakes were.
Yeah.
Because, again,
they were gonna,
with
he
the
was
Star
going
Wars
just
effect.
Disintegrate all the carbon people, so yeah.
Yeah, all the carbon-based life forms on Earth. So that's not just people.
He was going
to every animal.
More than Thanos.
That's every insect. Okay, that's anything that isn't glass or sand.
Yeah.
Gone.
Yeah.
And leave all of our stuff. I mean, those were the stakes.
Yeah.
But the thing is, it didn't come with an explosion.
There were explosions.
There were explosions.
There were explosions.
Actually, no, there weren't. There was a lot of disintegration. But there wasn't one.
There was. They blew up that asteroid.
Oh, yeah.
When they were like,
Kirk screwed that all up. And you know, that's what I want to talk about.
All right.
That first hour showing that as much as we loved Kirk from the original series,
Kirk has lost a step.
A step?
Okay.
A step? Steps. He almost got them killed 4 times learning how to drive the damn ship again. he was like when your granddad tries to get in your Tesla. You know?
I know how to drive. I've been driving before you was born, boy.
Exactly.
What's going on here?
Exactly.
What's going on here?
The engines are off balance and we caused a wormhole, Captain.
Like,
because I told you we needed to run a few simulations.
Yeah.
Your engineer told you had to run a few simulations. Your science officer said you had to run. And you're like, no. It was Spaceballs.
Wow.
Forget all this preparing. Miles. Forget about this preparing. Ludicrous speed. Now.
Yo, they went to plaid, son. But yeah, I do like how it showed how much he had, you know, how far he had come or forgotten, I guess, since he had been up on that.
Yeah.
Big shout out to Ilea.
Oh.
Is it Ilea?
Oh, yeah.
Because it wasn't Ilea, it was Ilea. She came through. She bald headed. She came through with all of her Dora Milaje glory, except that she was the vanilla latte Dora Milaje. But she had the short skirt though. She was showing the thighs. You know
she had an amazing face. She was a very beautiful actress.
But at the end, Nichelle Nichols was like, hold up, let me come out through. She had the little cut, had the little open cut.
I was wondering if you were gonna comment on that. Yeah.
Man, come on, man.
Yeah. No,
who's
I mean
Nichelle
Star Trek.
Nichols, man?
Star Trek has never had a lack of attractive women.
No.
I mean, we were even commenting on the extras. You know? Yeah. It was like, hey, look at Shorty in the back.
Shorty in the back. She just walked by Deckard, and I was just like,
hello.
Oh, he wanted to peep it real quick, but he was like, nah.
Hey, you know what? My celebrity crushes in Star Trek are pretty much the entire female cast of Discovery, so.
Yo, Discovery is on another level, man. And actually, I'm still holding on to this. Discovery has the best season finale this year.
I'm not going to lie. I thought it was the last episode of the show. I'm like, if there is never another episode of Discovery from this point on, I'm good.
Discovery's on another level, yo.
I'm good.
They spending some money on that show.
Hmm?
Straight up.
Yeah.
They spending some
real
money.
A lot of money on
money.
Cattle prods for them writers because the writers got it very tight. Very tight. But with the original motion picture, it was what science fiction is. A lot of people look at the Star Trek movies and they want Star Wars, but they don't know that they're walking into 2001. You know,
okay.
I mean, it's very introspective. Like all of the shots, all those long, long shots of inside the V'ger ship you get to the middle of it.
I was like, can we?
That is to establish scope.
Yes. Yes.
Because
but I think they established that when it was flying over the first part. We don't need that much scope, man.
Yeah, we do. You know why? Because that thing that, okay, number one, let's face it, the Enterprise is too big to build on Earth.
Yeah.
You can't bring it in the atmosphere. It will literally cause environmental problems. Okay.
Yeah.
And the Enterprise is flying inside V'ger, and it's that big.
Yeah, it's like this big.
And it was like, okay, look at the scale and scope. Okay, yeah, that makes it big. But this thing is so big that they're flying like that for hours.
Yeah.
And then it releases five lights. It's five lights over the planet. Yeah, and it's like, y'all got 20 minutes to live because this thing that the Enterprise looked like a cockroach crawling over a freaking mansion floor just released something. What did it do? I don't know, but we can't win.
We got to figure out how to win.
Yeah. Every time they got the ship cut up in the tractor beam, Spock was like, we can't beat this thing.
It was like, just let it happen, man.
Yeah,
We'll get inside and we'll talk to it and figure out something.
Just go with it.
Speaking of writers, I did want to talk, Fathom Events, they give you like some like small short doc stuff before the film.
Yeah.
And to hear the back and forth of, I didn't know this much turmoil was behind this film. This is another one where I had to say, I'm surprised it got made.
See,
they were talking about, like, there's like four or five writers writing vastly different versions, and Gene Roddenberry won't feel it, and Rob Wise or whoever won't feel it.
And then the contracts of Nimoy and Shatner came in where they had to have final approval.
It's like, what?
But you know what? I'm not surprised for two reasons.
Okay.
One, this came out in 79, which means it went into production in 78.
Okay.
Right after Star Wars busted the block.
Yeah.
So it was going to get made.
Yeah.
Because everybody was trying to get in on that Star Wars train. So it was going to get made.
Yeah.
Paramount was not going to pull out. But it was one of those, y'all can fight all you want.
But this is getting made somehow.
Yeah. I don't care who's sitting in the front seat, but y'all get in the car.
Because people will go to a movie to watch this.
Mm-hmm.
So we gonna make it.
And again,
now we can make it with you.
On you like can a make $10 million budget.
Or you can make the song.
Yeah. But you gonna make the song. And we gonna sell the song. I don't care what we're selling. It's gonna have your name on it.
Yep.
It's gonna have Lil Jon back there going, yeah.
And
it's gonna
it.
Have drums and people gonna buy it.
Yeah.
So you can get in the studio now, or I can stand over you as you sleep with my handheld recorder.
Yeah. But something's going to happen.
This is getting made, you know. And why? They went in on a $10 million budget, walked out with a $52 million budget, or $52 million box office in 70s money.
Yeah. Yeah, because they were...
That equates to about $500 million in today's...
Because they were talking... They said, I think the final box office was like 400 and some change million.
No, it was only like 52, 53.
Really? At the final box office? Because I remember... One of the ladies said something about $400 million
in today's money.
In today's money.
Final thing was like $50 million, but understand in 1979,
that was not
going
happening.
To the movies only cost a dollar.
So that means everybody saw that. Yeah.
Okay. It was like $2, but still, $2 a seat, and they walked out with $52 million. That's what we're today is $15 a seat. Okay, so $2 a seat. $2, and they walked 50. There was no video. There was no DVD.
Nope.
There was no Laserdisc. No nope. Amazon. No Netflix. No Hulu. No YouTube. Nope. We're talking asses in seats.
True.
All right?
True.
So, yeah. Paramount knew.
Yeah, they knew what was up.
They knew.
They definitely knew what was up.
Because, again, it's like, no, them kids are coming and dropping their $2. How do you know? Saw Star Wars.
Yeah.
Three times.
Yeah.
And it was always sold out.
So, guys,
you know?
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it. Let us, holler at us. We're going to holler at you,
if you haven't
down
seen
in the
it.
Comments.
Yeah, if you haven't seen it, all right? If you haven't had the chance to watch Star Trek, the motion picture.
Yeah.
One, you got to put your big boy pants on. Go in ready to think and to watch.
True.
You're going to go in and you're going to watch a film. You ain't going to peep a flick. You're going to watch a film.
Yeah.
But you will be rewarded.
Yes.
Because honestly...
It's worth it.
Honestly, it is my I'm going to say it. It is my favorite of the original movies. I liked it better than I liked... Or as of now...
Okay.
I like it better than The Wrath of Khan.
Wow. Well, guys, you have it right there.
So
before we bounce, thanks to Fathom Events, Slice of Sci-Fi, Where can they find you?
Oh, well, they can find me over at BidP on YouTube.
Word up.
Twitch.tv/BID_P. Word. And, of course, at backinthedeck.com. But we got to give a serious shout-out to Uncle Andre.
Yo. Uncle Andre's Barbecue.
In North Hollywood, California. On the corner of Colfax and Moore Park.
Son. Yeah. That tri-tip sandwich.
Yeah, yeah. We
did them scrimps.
Yeah. Matter of fact.
Because it was a mom. Because my joint mad empty.
Yeah, yeah. We're a little bit. But yeah. I mean, see, you get what you pay
for. He got a little bit rolled up. But
that's what I'm talking about, man, right there. That.
It's a real sandwich.
And they got Lowry's on their fries. All right. So yeah.
Yo. Stop playing.
Yeah,
stop
seriously. Playing. So.
But
yeah, check these guys out.
It's worth it. It's worth your time.
And the barbershop's across the street, so y'all ain't got no excuse.
Catch a fade, and you can catch some ribs. You know what I'm saying? So, for me, NERD, SOUL, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok, iHeartRadio, podcast, all that jazz. Thank you for chilling out with us. Thank you for talking with us down in the comments about what is the best Star Trek film. And, of course, most of you were just saying, peace.
Catch you guys later.